There's nothing like trying a food that you really never had anything like before.
Gorgeous. Thank you so much.
It's kind of a really exciting experience, I think.
Hi, my name's Noah, and I decided to eat food from a different country every day in a row for as long as I could. It went for a really long time, and I'm really full now.
I've lived almost my whole life in LA, and to find out that there's this much that I never discovered is in one way really disappointing, because I feel like I should have found it earlier, but also really liberating and exciting just to know that there is that much and there's that much more still to find.
Oh my.
I mean, when we started this off, we sort of came up with a set of rules that I thought would be useful to abide by, the first of which was no days off. So, you know, you got to really do it every day. Weekends count too. You got to just, you know, every single day. You know, on day 85, when you're getting Israeli food on Pico near our house, and we're just both exhausted, and it took the really great meals to pull you out of that exhaustion. And when you have just, you know, good meals, or mediocre, or even worse, bad meals, it really, you know, it kind of zaps the energy out of you. It makes you wonder why you're doing it again.
As someone who's not a trained foodie or a natural foodie, that there were times when I was just like, can we please talk about something else? The consistency of these noodles is fine.
Some days it's just Jackie, my girlfriend, and I, and then some days it's 8 to 10 to 15 people. For a China Day, actually, there were about 20 or 25 of us traveling all around San Gabriel Valley, going to 11 different places. A lot of people are quick to look at my website as a restaurant review website. It's really not about restaurant reviews. It's about the experience. If you're doing a real review for a newspaper, you go multiple times, you check for consistency, you order the same thing a bunch of times, and you really kind of get a feel for the overall experience of the restaurant on a night-to-night basis. But this is about one experience, and it's you know, they can have an off night, you can have an off night. And when you really go for the first time to a place, too, it's especially a place like this, it's just so exciting because you really don't know what's going to happen, and you don't know what the food's going to be or how it's going to be. So part of the fun is just kind of winging it. That it ended up being 102 is really just a testament to how amazing.
Well, and I think it could have technically gone on longer if the rule about cash had not been enforced by me.